My name is Chinadu, good friend of everybody here. I'm glad to be here.
Same.
What was I about to say? How y'all feeling?
We'll go first, Shane.
I feel great.
Nah, for real, I feel like I'm top of the moon right now. What's wrong with that? Nah, we took like 7 shots before we started.
I'm really good.
That's what's up.
It was a nice day today.
It was.
Yeah,
I had a nice relaxing day.
But it's been nice, you know, sweating my hair out, you know,
that's
it
nice.
Is what it is. But yeah.
We back.
Would you have the soap press on?
Yes.
I'm crying.
What we drinking, baby girl?
Oh, I can do this one, y'all, because I can pronounce it. We're drinking is Dark Horse Chardonnay, California 2018. It's rich, toasted, and oak.
Ooh. Okay. We was talking about this before, and they didn't get it. But toasted. Like, do y'all, you ever had something toasty?
Other than bread,
I'm about to say
wild.
So what? So it's like the toasty wine, kind of like smoky.
Exactly.
You know, I'm not gonna lie, I'm buying it right now. I'm not gonna lie.
All I do is drink this shit.
Okay. Well, if y'all don't know, our ruse here is over 11%. I think. Whatever. But we're at 14.1% tonight.
Not the whistle.
The other one is Kendall Jackson Venters Reserve Chardonnay 2020 California. Ooh, this one is gonna be good. Fermenting in small oak barrels, aids rich undertones of vanilla and toast to vibrant tropical aromas of pineapple, mango, and papaya.
Ooh,
that's so it's probably. I think that this one is gonna be better than the Dark Horse.
Okay, so let's see.
Dark Horse.
Yeah.
So this one is Dark Horse. Yeah,
this one's right.
Dark Horse. That's Dark Horse.
The one to your left.
Oh, the darker one.
I mean, you're right.
Right. All at once, for sure.
It smells like apple juice.
It does, and it's smooth like apple juice.
It smells like apple juice a little bit.
It's like a little bit. The aftertaste can kind of give you a little bit of apple juice, but the first initial turn is like wine, dry.
But it's 14%, so be careful.
A couple glasses, that is going to have you tweaking.
Surprisingly?
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be like a weird taste, but it's...
Yeah, based off of the description, I thought it was gonna be worse than it is, but it's
Dark Horse.
Yeah, that's the brand. It's Chardonnay though.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought the wine was called Dark Horse.
No,
that's the brand. Yeah.
But no, it's not dry either.
Does it taste oaky to y'all or like toasty?
They wasn't even looking.
That's why I said I just drank this shit.
Wow. I ain't gonna say
like it was dry, but I will call it bitter. Mm-hmm. A little bit better, but then you get like that little aftertaste of the apple juice, but like
little
spiked apple juice.
It wasn't that bad.
Not too bad with the reviews.
It wasn't that bad.
I got you,
man.
All right, so the next one is the Kendall Jackson Chardonnay.
Thank you.
Yeah. No,
oh.
You take that.
Yeah,
I'll
take that.
Kendall Jackson.
Oh, my bad.
Kendall Jackson.
Oh, it's stank.
Yeah, the smell is going on.
This shit smell like it tastes.
So what is that like?
What does that mean?
So what does it smell like to you? Wow. We knew somebody was gonna do it.
I'm crying. I don't smell anything. I think I like it. It tastes better than the first one.
Nah, the first thing that you smell was throwing me off.
I don't really like any one of you, mother.
That's crazy. Guess not. Wow.
Honestly though, I think the first one is better.
Yeah, me too.
That smell of the
apple juice. It was smoother.
The apple juice.
Let's call it that. The apple juice. The second one is brush.
I guess Dark Horse is going in the decanter.
I think the second one, Kendall Jackson, is too tart.
Kendall Jackson. Yeah.
That's
why
I'm
going
to
school.
I'm
not
a tart Chardonnay.
Nah, Kendall Jackson sounds like somebody playing in the NBA.
Kendall Jackson.
Sounds
like
somebody out there. Nigga played in the league. Oh, my bad.
It's okay.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh, y'all. So, like, we're all friends here. So, if you didn't notice, like, this is, like, the topic we're getting into today. Platonic relationships.
You had a friendship.
Yes. Platonic relationships, friendships, what have you. So should we tell them how we know each other first?
I mean, no, does it really matter?
It's gonna be real quick if we
that's my best friend.
And that's my brother.
Right.
There we have it.
All three of us went to school together. Four.
Homeworking gang shit.
Yeah, you know, Chink need to put himself on real quick. I'll be cranking.
Right.
Your music.
Right. You have to put yourself on.
I know. I'm a preacher.
Hey, you funny as hell. All right.
So I got a question for y'all. I'm just about to get right into it. For y'all, I really want to know. What's like the craziest thing you've been told on a date? Like, just the craziest thing that's come out of a woman's mouth. Because I've heard some stories. I feel like men be going through it, and y'all don't really be talking. Yeah, like, come on, Chink. I know you got some stories.
I don't even know it was so crazy. Let me say this.
Did something crazy. Maybe not say it. Did she do something crazy?
Right. So okay. I feel as if, like, she didn't disclose everything that she did on the first date. But what she did say was something that it kind of threw me off. Like, she was talking about, like, how men should just take care of everything. Like, almost everything underneath the sun. And as I was hearing her say it, it's as if, like, she didn't realize anything that she was saying. Like, she didn't think she was wrong. Like, this is just the way of life and how it's supposed to be. So I'm just sitting there listening. I'm like, psh. Ghost mode, right after this thing.
Ghost mode. I'm gonna start saying that.
Ghost mode.
No, I don't think I never had it. Or I might have been paying attention.
That says a lot about his dates.
I don't remember nothing that I had like crazy. I can't say nothing like I had crazy conversation or nothing that.
That's what I'm saying.
Dang, that's good for y'all because I go through it as a woman.
Yeah,
I
never.
No woman has ever said nothing in a while.
Okay, so that's what it is. It's selective.
Yeah, like, okay. If I take you out, you mildly special. Okay. Nah, for real.
Did you say mildly?
Mildly. You kind of special. Like, we ain't even there yet, for real.
You know, all the way there, I got to tell you out a little bit.
You about to take you out. Because I don't be.
So when they special, what do you do?
Like, I'm going to take you out.
No, what's considered special? For you to take them out.
I got interested in like in that type of time, like
no basic level shit.
What you mean?
Like not just off some like he said where a girl like you basically it's a situation where you know the girl don't just want to use you for, you know, your money or a meal or something like that, or like you're not even thinking like that. You just genuinely feel like, all right, this one might. Well, she caught my interest, so.
Yeah, it'd be like, some girl catch your interest on a small certain reason.
Right.
You ain't got like this for that.
That ass.
You get what I'm saying? Exactly. So. But if I felt like, all right, bet, if that she cool, she wants certain things that I like, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to take her out real quick, see where my mind is.
Real quick.
You know what I'm saying?
Nah, for real though, I feel as if on my side, like, how I categorize you as special is like our conversation. So if we like texting and we talking on the phone, like I get to feel you out in that aspect. Now when I take you out in person, mm-hmm. I get to dig deep, I get to find out more. Mm-hmm. And if you're not what I thought you was,
fuck!
Then, you know what I'm saying? Now you're done. It's over with. You know what I'm saying? But yeah.
Now I feel you on that though, because I've had a situation where I had to tell a guy, like, I don't even want to go out with you on a date because we can't have a conversation in person. Like, I'm talking to myself. Like, what's up? What you doing? Like, I'm answering these questions, like, with many paragraphs, and you just like, good, word. Like, saying dumb shit, like, when I'm going to see you, when, like, not even that, but the same stuff over and over again. Like, that's all you saying. Yeah, you think I want to see you think I want to see you when you can't even have a conversation? Like, get past point A to get to point B?
I mean, me personally, I'm trying to talk on the phone.
So that's what it is?
Texting this shit. If you talking to me, any girl that see this, you talk to me, just know. We not doing a whole record texting shit, cause I got 10 minutes right now. 5:45 reply to 7:15. I don't be saying this shit sometimes. I'm doing some other shit. So you gotta call me. Just call me. All right, if I answer, I'm gonna try to talk. And when I talk, I'm trying to talk. I told you for an hour. I don't give a fuck.
I got something to say about that. Ooh. You know what I'm saying? I feel damn. Not even like to you, like point, but what I'm saying is like I feel as if texting and calling and all that, I mean, that's cool, but me personally, like, I'm really an in-person type of dude, you know what I'm saying? Like, whatever I text you, we just read it as, like, the next dude. The next dude could text you this joint, and you could get the same type of vibe. But if I see you in person, if I talk to you, like, you get to really feel my character. It's different. You know, like, these dudes that's in your Instagram DMs, yeah. Trying to hype you up, all hearts, I'm all fire, all this.
I'm about to say,
you
phone
and
in person.
What?
I ain't got nothing to say,
bro. For real. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, you really got to judge me off what you see in person.
That's how it is, too, though, with, like, girls. Like, you might meet a girl on the gram, but you might get this. She look good as shit on the gram, but when you see her, be like, damn, she cool. And we talk, like,
it just looks.
Shit.
It just looks.
Ain't nothing to talk about. What we talk about shouldn't even be sitting right here with me for real.
Yeah, for real.
I've been having issues with telling men that I just want to be friends, and they don't like it.
What you mean?
It's simple as that. I just want to be friends. Like, I don't want to take it no further than that. And they just like, man, get in their feelings. They block you. They just don't want to be friends. Like, that's not. And I respect, like, if that's not the type of time you want it with me, but. Mm-hmm. I feel as though, like, if you want it more, we start out as friends, right or wrong.
True. I feel as if, like, the name of the game is now, like, if a dude, like, DMs a girl, or if a girl DMs a dude, like, our first thoughts is, like, oh, yeah, they trying to go smack. Mm-hmm. I'm not thinking you trying to, like, DM me off a friendship. This is like, what are you talking about? Like, throw me off. Like, I'm trying, you trying to get active for real, but you over there talking about, some, like, what's your favorite book and shit like that. Like, I'm not trying to hear nothing. Like, let's go out to, you know what I'm saying, Ocean Rhyme or something, like, if you tough. If you're not tough, if you're not tough, I'm taking you to TGI Fridays. Like, that's it. They got a 50 Cent wing special right now.
Oh!
Ask me how I know about it. Ask me how I know about
it. On Monday?
Hey, look. Girls. If no one took you to Fridays, you know what time it is. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, nah, that's really the name of the game, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? If y'all DM each other, that's the first thing people think of. Like, okay, he's trying to go smack.
So, Mia, are you saying that, like, you'll DM a guy off of wanting to be a friend? Or it's one of those things where, like, you're just friend-zoning them because they don't seem to, you know, really.
If I don't feel like it, I don't feel like it. You know what I'm saying? So if I'm DMing someone or heart eyeing someone, then, like, I'm flirting.
Okay.
Intentions with potentially going on a date type shit.
Okay.
And I was, like, it's just weird when I just tell a guy, like, oh, no, I'm not really feeling you or this. And I just prefer to be friends, like, if you with that.
But do you really want to be friends, or are you just saying it to be nice? Because if you're just saying it to be nice, then don't even say it, because you really don't want to be
friends. And I don't mind being just friends. Like, I'm not saying it just to say it. Like, on who? I've told y'all plenty of stories where I've just ignored a guy.
No, I get that, but what I'm saying, I feel like that's why guys are responding the way that they are, because, like, I don't know, maybe because I already have, like, a male best friend and male friends, but it's like, I'm not about to be, like, if a guy slides in my DM, even if I feel like I should friend zone him, I just be like, I just don't respond.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. We'll say
that. Yeah. Rather than being like, oh, maybe we should be friends, because I feel like if I say that, we gonna text for a few days, and then
I'm literally what I just said. I'm not gonna respond. If I respond and we're talking and I don't like it where it's going, and I'm just like, no, this is not what I want, then I'm just like, okay, let's just be cool. We can just.
So you see, so you give it a chance first, and then okay. I'm thinking like just off the rip, you like, oh no, I want to be friends. Yeah, yeah, okay.
No, but not really though, because what happened when you the people you meet in person, and you be like, I got a man, and they be like, we can be friends. And y'all don't bring them; those don't really want to be friends.
When somebody really asked, y'all, how many times y'all really had a boyfriend when a nigga asked, when you say that?
Honestly, probably once.
Why the fuck was it believe I got a boyfriend? I want to stop right there. You look good as shit. I'm trying to toast you right now. Your boyfriend ain't right here. Give me your number. I'm not no wild nigga who keep calling you and shit.
And that's my thing. It's just like, for the simple fact that you still keeping on the convo, you still talking to me, so clearly that boyfriend shit don't be anything.
It don't even mean nothing. You still talking to me.
Real life, you keep talking to me.
If you respond, you don't have a boyfriend.
Y'all should really know that y'all in a committed relationship. If there's another dude that's trying to go smack at y'all, and y'all still reply to the DMs, we gonna think we have a
chance. You ain't got no boyfriend.
Clearly we do. If you got a boyfriend,
you should have clipped me. If you respond to me in that DM, you got a boyfriend. You don't got no boyfriend.
You don't.
I'm your boyfriend.
You're going to keep going.
Okay, I got a question. Chink made me think of something. So you said basically like, you know, half the time we don't have girlfriends. Basically, you approach women. Boyfriends, girlfriends. What, you know? But so basically, you're one to approach women in person. We were just talking about this in our last episode, how like, men, you know, how in middle school, you probably did it. A blue shirt. But what do you do now? Like, how do you feel like you're in a situation?
It really depends on who I'm at and how she look. Like, some girls look like, hey, excuse me, let me holler at you real quick. Like, some, it just depends on how they look. Like, some girls, you can tell, like, see you around the way.
You said that some girls you can pretty much be like, yeah, come here. And then some girls you gotta be a little more soft.
Yeah, some girls you can tell you can be a little aggressive with. Some girls you can tell you gotta be a little softer with. For real. You can see that. Like,
yeah, you
can tell. I pay attention to everybody. So I can tell, like, all right. She one of them. Like, she be in the neighborhood. She be in the hood all the time. She know that, hey, come here. Hey, Red Giant, come here. Yeah. And then some girls know that, like, excuse me, miss, let me holler at you real quick type time. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so
that's actually true though, because I feel like we do the same thing, because we don't know what a nigga about to say to us. We kind of just go on how he look. We be like, he look a little dirty. But he might be like, he don't look bad. Okay, hey. So
you've approached the guy off some, like, have you ever approached the guy and been like, oh, what's up?
I did all that shit.
Yes, I have.
You was drunk?
I wasn't more like, y'all know me, I'm dramatic. let me think. Take away social media. In person, the last time I said something to somebody in person, like really said something. Normally I just do eye contact. Like, you know, like once you make eye contact, like, nigga, you know what's up. If I do a little smile,
come
eye contact.
See me.
Boom. But the last time I really, like, was, y'all not gonna believe this, was in a club and I had heels that like strapped up my leg. Okay. And I like put my leg up and asked him, can he help me tie it up?
What type of move is
done? Am I really done? Because that's what comes. I'm not done. I'm still very much
here. I'm still here.
And then afterwards, I was going down a hill with heels on. He made sure I didn't fall. Like, and then the rest is history.
Oh, you trying to act like you ain't know how to walk in?
Right.
Oh.
Bye.
Hey, bro, you heard.
How do you be approaching women?
How do I be approaching women? Can't lie to y'all, I can't tell y'all my secrets.
Oh,
it's like, oh brother. No, I'm some real talk though. Like, I will say this. So I'm good with my words. Mm-hmm. So what I will say is, like, if I see a woman that I do want, I'm just approaching with a conversation. It could be anything random, like a random topic, mm-hmm. or anything. It's gonna catch her off guard immediately. And she won't be engaged in the conversation. And in my head, it's like, gotcha.
Girl, I don't know nothing about the neck.
I'm some shit. I'm some shit. I don't know how to do that shit.
Bro, you
really,
bro.
It just be
happening. Y'all need to go out, wingman type shit.
Nah, I don't know how I do this shit. It just happens.
You already got
I'm
a name
trash.
For
me. I don't know the skill behind you know. After that, be a fresh freestyle. I don't know what to say.
Nah, most of it really just be off the dome, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like I, like, see a woman that I want and I start applying, like, oh, what am I about to say with her? I just go up to her, like, the first thing I pop into my mind, boom, it's a combo. Mm-hmm. She'll fuck with it. And in my head, I'm like, oh, who this is working right now?
But I think you know if it's going to work. Like I said, to me, it's always the eye contact. If I already looked at you a few times, like,
that's a different,
you know, like a little,
that's a
like, you got the neck.
That's a different story. Eye contact and, like,
randomly just going at,
like, that's bad shit. My, just, that's a whole different story. When she don't look at you, she don't know you right there. That's a never.
Yeah, you got Steph. You know,
really got to teach
I was going to say, like, if I'm out somewhere and I see a guy that I'm like, that look good and I kind of want to talk to him, I do the eye contact.
Yeah. Oh, you know. Y'all know I do the eye contact.
How many niggas you think you didn't see though that same?
What do you mean? Like, how many, like, that didn't look back at me?
Not even that.
Like, I was looking at them waiting for
them
to
see. But they didn't see you type shit.
I don't, honestly, I feel like anytime I look, I feel like the first look, if you didn't get my hand, that's it.
But when I look, I'm looking like I'm. Yeah, like, it looks like a creep, like a sex.
I look like I'm a creep. Like, I'll be dancing. If I'm at like a place of music, I'll be dancing and like look at you like at the corner of my eye, and that's how you really know. Like,
so let me say this: how come y'all just won't come talk to the dude? Yeah. With all this eye contact type, like, that is like how I'm supposed
just
to
give me your
you could be looking at anybody in a function, like the way you just looked at me, you could have looked at the bartender.
Honestly,
I'm talking to me. Like,
I promise you, you're going to know it's for you. That's number one, because it's not gonna be a one and done. Like, Chindu, role play. If I'm gonna play right now, you over there, I'm gonna be like, okay.
Then she gonna walk past you, get a drink or
something.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even let you walk past me. If this old is right. I'm running.
So, so that's that. I don't think that's ever been a time I like looked at somebody. Maybe I looked at him and he might looked and passed. And I'm like, I want their neck because clearly he didn't catch this.
Yeah, I'm just in. It is weird because it's like I'll slide into my DM. Like,
mm-hmm. Me too.
What would y'all say though?
I'll say something funny like your shoe,
like a little song. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I'm like corny with it.
Right.
So I'll say something corny so that they have to respond.
Right.
Yeah. That's kind of like
my approach. Like, first, if you like that fucking fine, then I'm gonna tell you that you're that
yeah,
fucking fine.
Yeah. Straight up.
However, if I feel like that can be a little too bold sometimes, for at least a woman's perspective.
But sometimes it's worked.
Sometimes it hasn't. I take the little corny. Like, I like to let men know that I'm funny. So they, you know, are engaged. But like this one time, I did some corny shit. Like, he posted some steak, and I was like, I love that steak. Look good or some shit like
what?
That. Like, some dumb shit. And I was like, what the fuck? But it worked. It didn't last, obviously. But it worked. We were talking for a minute, but like I take the funny approach.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. Okay.
So how do y'all handle rejection? Like, do y'all feel like as like does it hit harder?
If you reject me, I swear to God, I don't care. It's cool, cause it's like a billion of y'all. You get what I'm saying? You reject me, say I don't want you.
No beef.
all right, go ahead. I'm gonna try to talk to your friend or your cousin. Oh my god, it's cool.
And he's dead. That's what I'm about to say.
You can't block your cousin's blessings because she, you don't want me, but she do.
Agree.
Right, you be salty. Like you didn't want me, but now that I'm talking to your sister, your cousin,
and I agree.
Now you trying like it's. I feel as if now you jealous. You like, what is it that I missed out on?
Don't block
it.
It's
too late. No, I'm already here. You wasn't there. Like,
cause that's some hating that shit. You block your cousin shit.
Yeah, you just blocking like you ain't blocking right
back
now.
Back then,
like,
you ain't want me.
You gotta stop me out. Like,
you canceled me. You ain't want me. I went smack. You said you left me on red with your cousin. Heard what I said.
Oh, but he's not a rapper.
Hey, Chick, that's a bomb right now. I might have to steal that joke.
He about to think about it, but it is.
No, I mean, handling rejection, like Chick just said, it's really nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you curb me, okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not hurting my pride. Like, I know who I am. I know what I look like. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it's not like a big ego thing, but it's just like, okay. Like Chick just said, it's the next one. So. Mm-hmm. It is what it is.
I think that's why I make eye contact, because I don't think I can handle rejection. Like, you would blow me if I walk up to you and be like, hey, and you're like, I'm good. Like, yeah. That's going to blow my whole day. Like,
that's a good question. How do y'all?
Yeah, I don't handle rejection well. Like, I would rather be rejected. Honestly, I would probably rather be rejected on social media than in person, because I don't know how it would be. In person, like, I might just walk away.
And
like,
oh, hey, y'all want to hit the worst rejection
ever? He don't let me know.
I swear to God, you know the girl that rejected me said the worst amount ever.
Damn,
she's like, so that's my cousin y'all the window. Like, hey, my brother wants your number. She said, all right, my number is 301-322.
Oh, damn.
I don't want you. Oh, hey, I'm gonna call my man to his cousin and his mother. His mother's like, oh, y'all get the pen, I get the number. 301-322. I don't want
she you. She said that a bunch of times.
Oh, I don't want you. It's crazy. Hey,
she dogged me.
In front of your man.
In front of everybody. I'm not going to believe it. Like, I'm like, oh. And I'm young too at the time. Like, number. Get that pen. Your mama talking about. Get that pen. Let me see that pen.
Damn.
301-322. I don't.
What?
Oh, I walk
back to my friend.
They're
like, yeah, you
get
we
was in the car. No, that's
a,
oh,
I
couldn't believe
I'm
in the
backseat.
Like,
I would have been beefing so bad after she would have said, I would have been like, my bush.
I was a kid, like, we were like 12 or 13 at the time. So from there, that's when they were like, man, I don't give a fuck about rejection. That was the worst rejection ever in my life. Yeah.
So that catalyzed it for you. It was like, all right, well, now I'm good.
It is what it is. Yeah. I felt embarrassed at the time when we start laughing at him. I'm like, dang, she just dog me, y'all. But it is what it is.
That's a good point. Yeah. So maybe the embarrassment is what makes men not really give a fuck. I think every man's been embarrassed in his life.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not too prideful to admit, like, yeah, I've never been embarrassed. Was it crazy? Sometimes,
I don't like,
yeah.
I know I cannot take rejection.
But yeah, it's really a part of life.
So, you never got left on red in the DM? Or you just saying on social media?
Like, yeah, but it's just like.
Stop leaving me on red.
It's just like, honestly.
Throw me off the red.
I'm not going to lie.
I don't think I've ever, like, with somebody that I wanted, I don't think I've been left on red.
Okay,
she's
hey,
Lil,
sit there.
No, for real. No, I'm not even being funny. Like, somebody that actually, now, because, yeah, we won't,
I feel like we know, like, we're not going to slide it. Yeah. I mean, sometimes, because I've definitely slid into the guy's DMs, and I'm like, but I feel like I played the game. You know the game that
I tried to play.
Was like, thank you for blah blah blah. But when I tried to continue the conversation after that, he just left me on red. I was like, oh well, maybe you got a girlfriend.
Yeah, but
I was feeling you.
I never been left on red, but it has been like when we actually like took it from DMs to text. It was just, yeah, this was a waste of my time.
Yeah,
but never like a leave me on red. Even if they gave me their number, I probably still never texted. But I've never been left.
Be left on red like shit. Cause I be shooting my shit.
Yeah, I shoot.
If you bad, I'm really like, I'm even DM.
You mean that shit?
Honestly, y'all probably wouldn't even take us serious if we, because like me and Sydney be texting like with the send each other sometimes. Oh, yeah. And we it be like one time Sydney's like, girl, send Steph Curry making a shot. Like we be sending him all out and stuff. Yeah, like I'm shooting my shot every
No, I've actually done something like that before. I shot my shot at this guy that I worked with, but he was leaving. So I was like, this is the perfect opportunity. A year later, the boy comes back. I wouldn't have shot my shot if I knew I was going to back. Like, what? Like, what?
I'm definitely shooting my shot. Nah, this joint is kind of smacking me.
I don't know.
All right, shake it up, honey.
Jamia.
Right.
Oh,
Jamia.
This
right
about my name was
Jamia Jamia is insane.
My name was
Jamia. Jamia is fucking hilarious.
No, nothing.
No. No.
Jamia. Jamia is crazy.
Nah, but I'm shooting my shot and got rejected in a way that was just left on red. And I'm like, damn.
Builds character.
And then, like, 2 days later, they be with a girl. And I'm like, okay, well, you could have, I mean, you didn't have to say you had a girlfriend, I guess. Because I wouldn't reply, to be honest.
So, if you in a relationship, are you entertaining other girls? Or, like,
Say, nah, no. I'm not going to lie. If I like you, I like you. I ain't going to lie.
Even if you're in a relationship?
I like her too. I understand it. She doesn't know. Like, see, this is the thing. I'm not getting them. I'm not getting into that relationship shit. You know what I'm saying? It's not really, really there because it's like I like you, and it is what it is. But you gotta understand that. You gonna fuck with me? Then I mean, I'm not lying.
Sweet. Yeah, I'm about to say, but that's so. If I say, some niggas be lying. Yeah. What you're doing is not a problem though, because I think that Chink, only because I know him very well, makes it very known how he is and his personality. Mm-hmm. So any girl get that misinterpreted or start falling in love, you are really on yourself. Because I don't think he ever does anything that makes it seem like it's more than whatever he said it was.
Now, if I take you out, you better fucking be in your mind like that nigga. Like, don't be taking these girls out. You know what I'm saying?
Write it down.
So I fuck with you. That's how you know, like, I fuck with you. Now, later on down the line, I don't know what I'm going to do. But and within a couple months, I have a week, so I like you. I'm like you. You know what I'm saying?
Take it day by day.
Hour by hour.
Hour by hour, for real. You know,
I ain't really on that because it's a lot with that shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to take you through that because I know what I'm going to do if I see somebody that I like as much as I like you. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is.
So, I be saying, I be like, man, like, I tell all my guys, I'm like, just be single then.
You can just, and I be wanting a girlfriend.
You see, that really be the problem though. Like, but everybody want a girlfriend. Like, he's like, you want to come home to like that one joint. But you want to drag like shit. It's not like you're going to end up getting bagged, bro.
And I know I'm
going to
get bagged.
That's what I'm saying. So I'm like, bro, if you know you're about to get bagged, you might as well.
I don't know how to juggle multiple men. I don't know how y'all do it with, like, women.
Dude, you say y'all do it. I'm a good man.
I ain't
going to
lie, right?
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was just
going to
say, I can only have, like, 3 max. Because after that, I'm forgetting names.
Exactly. Like, the number, the number barely be saved. I've been texting someone before, and I thought it was someone else.
Who is this?
And then, like, to the point where, like, the person in the DM be like, do you know we're texting right now? I'm like,
oh, yeah, no,
I thought this was somebody else.
I would have been like, call me.
In my past life, not today, in my past life.
Oh, not today.
I think I am a pro at juggling.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
In my past life.
Out of all three of us. And my sister needs to teach me some things.
In my past life.
She don't have a...
It's really not. And everybody will tell you, I do not save numbers. I don't save numbers.
Why not?
Say it again.
I name y'all for Sierra. I'd be like, oh, that's Beard Bay. Oh, that's McDonald's Bay. Oh, that's...
Literally, what I call them earlier. I'm not gonna say it. Chipotle Bay.
Oh, why not? Why not say the number though? Is it just not that?
So one, I think this is just me in my head. One, I delete threads a lot. Two, the smallest things be turning me off. Like when guys say something or say something stupid, I be calling my brother like, "Come do dumb nigga day today." Like. It just be ridiculous. So boom, but then I also, as soon as I save a nigga number, that's when they act up. Every time, as soon as I
post about him in the close friends or something,
it's crazy. It's crazy.
That's why I don't jump in the lane, my boys. You know what I'm saying? Because it should be too deep. Like it be deep before, it be deeper than us. You know what I'm saying? The water is too deep over there. I don't fuck around. I ain't gonna jump in the ocean. And feel like.
I don't know how to swim.
Nah, I know how to swim. But
this is a poetry right here.
Right, y'all be really like having shit going on. You know what I'm saying? I know this. I won't be the nigga be like, why the nigga call me right now? I'm not gonna be him. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna be the nigga that she with, why you call her right now? You know what I'm saying? I'm just chilling. I don't care what she do. Like I said earlier, have a million niggas. I'm going to tell.
Just be with me.
But I'm with you. You with me, I'm with you.
And I feel we that separate. Way. I agree. As long as I'm single. If I am single, first of all, when I'm single, I make everybody feel like
they're the only one. You my girl. I swear you my girl. I swear to God, I love you so much. You my girl, I love you to death.
I said, like,
you
love now?
No. Oh my. I heard this future song, Future Young Thug. I'm listening to a lady. Relationship.
Oh, yeah, that's what I said.
You in a relationship with all my bitches,
yeah. Hey. I need to get some water. I swear to God,
I love everything, but I'll be good. And then when I'm not with her, I don't think about it. I'm going to love
her. Hey, that's actually fair.
And she be with her other nigga.
That hurts my feelings for them.
Yeah.
Why?
Why?
Why? I agree because if you're single, you're single. That would be fairly real. If you're single, you're single.
So here's the thing though, like I know I'm single, but what's the issue with me treating like if I'm dating all these women at the same time, what's the issue with me like
treating them all well? They don't.
I'm gonna treat them all well.
I just
say, that's
what I'm saying.
Respect, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not about to dog you out. I'm not about to do that. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I think the word I think love just threw up. Now, like you heard them say earlier, I take everything literal.
Yeah.
I like it. So I will literally love my girls that I fuck with. I can have four girls. I will love all of them.
Yeah, that's why I was like, you don't be loving them.
No, funny. I got a few girls that I didn't talk to most of my life. I don't really love them girls.
Like, you got love for them.
Nah, I love them. I love them.
Let me clarify again.
You get what I'm saying? It might be one that I love more than the rest of them. But I love them. Like, I don't be into that telling girls I love them shit. But in my mind, like that, I know I love her for real. But I'm not going to tell her that.
Why?
Because I'm not going to say that. You're going to put your mind, your emotions in a place that I don't want to be. I know I love you.
But that's why I'm saying, like, you have love for her. Because I don't think that's big. Yeah. Like, you just have love for them. Either something they do for you or the things they give to you. Man.
He's telling y'all that he loves them for real. Like, don't put love in his mouth. He's telling y'all what it is.
He loves what they can do, what they do in the moment.
That'd be cool. I have a friend. I'm not calling her a girl. I got a friend. We don't do nothing. I fucks with her 100,000%. You hear me? Dang, I'm not even in trouble in this jump. But like, I fuck with her.
Damn, y'all gonna get me in trouble on this
jump. No.
Nah, for real. Like, I fuck with her. But I ain't there. So, really,
so you know you're not
never,
there?
I would never tell her, like, bro, I love you.
Because you don't
want to. Because I don't want her to have an engagement where she attaches to me.
But why can't you tell her you love her as a friend?
Because it don't make sense.
You right, that don't make
sense. You love her more than a friend.
You're going to fuck her up.
I love her. Like, we cool. We've been talking about it all the time.
I'm confused.
Fucks with
so
her.
Basically, I feel like he love her, but he know he not in a place where he can give her what she wants once he says it because of what's attached to it.
And, but I said, when you tell a woman that, they're going to go crazy. So I agree.
I know y'all had them type of
emotions. Not even that. I feel like women, like, we joke about it, but, like, if we're talking to a guy, we're not always thinking long term, but it's like a slight Think, but we're like, you, is this person worth our time?
I can right. love you and don't even care about you at the same time, though.
But,
so then what's it?
Hey, I agree with you, though. I agree with you.
I would love you to death right now. Like, I love you. But if you really got another nigga, I wouldn't even care.
Yeah,
if you
so the girl, so the girl that you was talking about.
She only got 11, nigga. I swear to God, I don't want to kick. She is still with my dog.
Step. It is what it is. Like,
I can't feel that way.
Nah, let me say this, though, because, like, that would be selfish of me to try to take that away from you when you already found love. Like, it's
and
cool.
I don't want
like,
it.
I'm not beef, right? I don't want
I
it.
I know I don't want it.
I don't want it. So it's like,
and I know if I get you it from somebody that you like, for real.
Come on.
Okay,
now,
so like, it's maturity. Like, you know you're not in a place to
that get that would be toxic.
That's toxic. He's like, I don't, like, I'm not going to say, like, I don't care because that has, like, a negative connotation to it. But go ahead, like that's your life.
I don't care.
She gonna be like, damn.
I don't care.
I truly don't care, but I ain't trying to tell her like that.
I'm cool with you being happy. Like, we don't gotta be together. Like,
Chink seems to have the more blunt approach. Chinity was like, let me think about it a little bit.
Like, I'm almost like James St. Patrick.
Oh my God.
Nah, but look though, I know everybody tried to make James St. Patrick the villain, but honestly,
no, it was Sasha.
It was, really was Sasha, like you know what I'm saying, like no,
nah,
it
James,
was Tariq.
No,
nah,
okay, I know this is what y'all said.
It's
but
what I'm talking
y'all
about.
Y'all
can we gotta
act,
talk about
act like Tasha wasn't wilding too. Sasha was doing shit to put him in predicaments. You fucking the driver,
Sean was driving her around.
She fucked him. I missed that. I was really beefing because I'm like, hold. Ghost didn't even do nothing yet. You just started giving, bro, a strip show in the car.
Okay.
Like,
no, Ghost ain't right. Wait, I'm glad you said you like Ghost, though. So, because, you know, Ghost once said, Tasha, I just lost the love of my fucking life.
I'm being real with you.
No. That's how you going to do with me? You going
to... Oh, no. Nah, you see, like, sometimes...
Yes. But look. All right. Real question. All of that situation. The man was trying to be legit.
Mm-hmm. And she wanted
the lady wanted him to keep risking his life to sell drugs.
Knowing how well selfish is that?
And okay. What do you think he's supposed to do in this situation?
Okay, but at the same time, let's go back that a little bit. Sorry, I know we way off y'all, but wait a minute. Because wait a minute. Because he wanted to go legit, but he was still doing shit that was not legit, killing people ready to do dumb shit.
Yeah, he was
he had to do that.
But that's exactly what's wrong with y'all men. It's like y'all wanna be this man in y'all head, but y'all don't even act like this. And then y'all blame it on the woman or y'all blame it on all this other worldly shit when it's y'all. Like
it's cool when y'all do it.
It's a problem when I do it.
Y'all never do it though. Y'all was never the kingpin.
I ain't gonna lie. Ghost.
We was never the king.
y'all don't even know how to sell drugs.
Like, but nah, but, oh my goodness.
I'm not saying I do.
But with Ghost, though, like, I look at the situation. He was already up. Boom. Caked up. His man, if it wasn't for his man and his girl, he wouldn't have been in that shit. That nigga trying to be a fucking mayor.
In that seat?
No. What the fuck?
At what point is he going to take responsibility and accountability?
I'm killing niggas because my best friend will not leave this shit alone.
But you need to take your best friend to hang
it
on
his own.
Lack of accountability.
He can't. Hey, Tommy couldn't do that shit by himself.
Lack of accountability.
But I'm ghost.
If he wanted to go legit that bad, he would have done it, right? He would have put himself first.
No, I can't. Because as a good person I am, my best friend is out here. This is my best friend in the whole world. I have a best friend in the whole world. I do. I have one. If this nigga is doing some shit that I know, bro, I gotta protect this crazy
motherfucker. Okay, I get it.
You gonna put that above your family?
Yes.
I'm not gonna...
Could be my family.
Okay,
family.
I'm not gonna lie. I understand because they're both my brothers. And I know that's who he's talking about.
He's my
brother.
Family.
was to do it, he would like.
Like, I'm not gonna let you just get away.
But okay, but outside of the situation, like I'm saying, like.
Oh, it was just more than one situation. Like he was definitely.
But I'm saying, like, think of it in a real life situation. If that's happening, who's gonna take accountability? You're blaming everybody else for why you couldn't.
If I have a club over here,
He blamed Tasha. He blamed Tommy. He blamed.
I'm about to explain.
Everybody
had the club.
It was
truth.
Keisha. It was Tanya.
But bro, then they had a club already. He had shit going on. Tommy wouldn't stop. Tasha won't let him stop. What am I supposed to do? My best friend is out here. It's 10 niggas about to kill him on this same street. And I know where all of them at. I'm about to kill all of them so they don't kill this nigga. This is my fucking family. My wife won't let me go.
I want to turn this combo really quick because we can talk about power on that. Why do y'all feel like, why not just leave Tasha then and go be with her if you wanted to be with her? And
exactly.
And why not take the No, he was still. Get a new
one. Please give me the money.
No, but basically, no, I want you to what she's basically asking is outside of the ghost shit, don't even relate it to ghosts.
Don't think about ghosts. Why
not take accountability for your life, control of your life,
and leave her if you want to go be with someone else?
Instead if you of feel like this woman is dragging you down
and continuously doing it.
Because women are emotional. Tasha,
we're talking about Tasha in general.
In general, all right, cool. Like, if that's the case, me personally, I'm gonna just leave you because it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna let you know what it is straight up, and I'd be like, look, I ain't even gonna be sneaking and gigging. Like, this is what's happening. Take it all you want.
Okay, Chink, so why you not just gonna roll out?
Cause I'm fucking late.
What, Chink? So when you love somebody, it's like that
sentence. So look, when she, alright, so look, as far as, this is the shit I mean you be saying. But as a man, with cheating, it don't have nothing to do with my girl. I love my girl to death. You get what I'm saying? I love my girl. I fuck a bitch from time to time. I just do it. I don't know why.
So you sound like Joey.
So, exactly. But I'm just saying, like, and be like that. Like, I love you. Like, you right here. But this girl right here, like, she.
I swear to God.
You look at her. What would you do? She want me.
He looked at the wall.
Exactly. I'm just saying, there's a girl right here, like, you know.
So if it happened to me, I don't know. So if your girl hit you with the, oh well, he was just right here.
But do girls search or not?
No,
you telling me the same way a girl just come up to y'all and y'all end up fucking her. Same thing can happen
all
too.
Right, look, we all been in relationships.
Yes.
If a girl cheated on me, I promise I would not know because I don't go through phones.
How would you feel though?
I don't know.
Oh, man.
Honestly, I'm going to answer for him. I really don't think he's going to feel too much. He's really not going to feel too much.
I ain't going to fuck with her no more.
Yeah, he's not going to feel
but
too much.
But you would expect her to fuck with you. You would expect her to keep fucking with you if you cheat.
See, I don't expect nothing. Now, if you decide to fuck with me at that cheat, that's what you decide to do. But if you cheat on me, I'm not going to decide to fuck with you. You get what I'm saying? That's what people be having little things like a little.
I mean, I kind of agree with only because it is like individual people decision and people be choosing to stay.
Oh, yeah,
people
not choosing.
You know what I mean? Like,
you let me cheat on you two times. I'm not leaving you once. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Some girls is not going to go away because they understand that. All right,
fucking stupid.
No.
It's a foundation built.
I'm asking y'all a real question. How many men do y'all know in life, period, like from family to friends that never cheated?
I know a few people that said they never cheated.
That said it.
Well, I've cheated, so I can't even.
No. This the men. How many men do y'all know that never, like, not once have done it? I'm not thinking about it, or I actually be doing it.
I know a few.
Oh, what you gonna have thoughts though?
I was thinking about it. She said thinking about it is cheating.
I mean, not really. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just a thought, but if you don't act on it, that's not cheating.
But why are you thinking about it?
Because, I mean, I'm a human. Curiosity. You know what I'm saying?
Girl, I mean, we think about it.
Like, everybody think. But it matters what you do, though.
Man, you know that never
I know.
Haven't or isn't acting.
This is my best friend.
Respect.
I've never cheated on my best friend.
I respect that. I love that. I hope my best friend say the same thing to me. Never did anything wrong.
But I was thinking, well, I was talking to someone earlier, and he was like, that if a girl goes smacking him while she is in a relationship, he is not obligated, or he won't, right, I should say, he won't, like, turn her down.
Type shit. She going smack at me.
So, like, if, he won't turn her down.
And he knows she's in a relationship.
He knows he's in a relationship, so why is he wrong for doing that shit? And I'm like, yo, you're twice as wrong as she is, because one,
it's just a bunch of childish toxic shit.
I'm about to say, everyone's wrong, but I'm about to say, but he don't really owe no one no loyalty.
Thank you.
If she's the one who's like, you're, because at this point, to him, she probably think like, well, maybe they about to be on the edge of breaking up. Maybe they're on the break.
I'm gonna say this. If it was my girl that was gonna smack at him, she would do it in a heartbeat. So I'm not thinking twice about none of that shit. Like, he would backdoor this shit out of me. Mm-hmm. So what the fuck? Fuck you.
I think my point with the argument was, like, he just kept saying that he wouldn't be in the wrong. And in my opinion, I think he would be in the wrong, because he wouldn't be in the wrong if he didn't know that the girl had a boyfriend or in a relationship. He knows.
He's single,
and
he
still chooses to act. He's single.
I don't think he's still wrong. I think it's a cycle of dumb, toxic shit. But he's not wrong. You're not wrong if you're single and someone slides into your DMs and you choose to respond. Yes, you know she's in a relationship, but at this point, he probably see it as, oh, I get to fuck this girl. Because clearly, that's probably what she wants.
And to be honest, he really don't want nothing serious.
He don't want nothing.
Because he already know how she moves in relationships, clearly.
He did make that point. He was like, yeah, like, I know I'm not about to wife you type shit. But, I mean, this is the type of time you want.
But it's involved. You're cheating on your man. Do you think I want you?
Come on, yeah. What you going to do to me? Like,
I want you?
Like, I'm just having no fun.
No, you just...
You thought I was feeling
it? I was just trying to...
Really quick, 2 seconds. Everybody look at the camera. Thumbnail. Crying.
Thumbnail.
Nah, I'm not ready though.
Good topics. Good topics.
If a girl cheats on her guy with me, he's got cheating on. What am I supposed to do? See, that's why girls get away with cheating. Because a nigga is not going to be like, if I know you got a dude, I'm not about to be calling you like 24/7. Mm-hmm. What's up, man?
Gigging.
No, guess what? I'm at chill. Hey, bro. I got this little jump, bro. Like, she.
Even the circle and all that.
That's her client right now. Boom.
So it's her.
It's now a nigga's not about to be, like I said, calling you. You would call me. Cool. Call you, talk to you. Now, a nigga, if he cheating, and the girl is gonna be texting, hey, what you doing? What you doing today? Are you busy? Are you with da da da? Are you da da da? You wanna go out to eat? Wanna go and get a drink?
What is that? Because y'all trying to get to the bottom of it.
And at the same time, when a girl know that you got a girl, sometimes they be even more.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I agree with that. I could tell you a lot.
And that's you got a good one that's just be like, I don't
give
a fuck about that bitch.
Like, yeah, right. Me, she lying to herself.
But some girls really be on it like, you got a girlfriend. Cool. And you hit her and be like,
don't you got a girlfriend?
Girlfriend? Call you at 2 in the morning. I'm going to call you at 12 a.m. But my girl say, like, what the fuck you calling me so late for? What's wrong with you? Like, you know what's going on?
I got one more question for y'all. Real quick. What, okay, this is, I'm asking y'all both. I don't need y'all to answer. I just need them to answer. My question is, why can't we all just communicate our expectations and what we want out of a woman instead of doing things that would make a girl fall for you, but then look like, I don't know why she fell for me. Like, you know what I mean? Instead of just letting be known that you ain't want her, you just wanted to fuck or whatever the case may be. Instead, y'all do things so much then make it seem like we like you.
I don't know.
I mean, like, you like us. But when we start to like y'all act like, why do you like me? What do you mean? You call me every day. You do this, you do that, and I'm not supposed to like you.
I don't think men know what they want. Well, some men, I can't group all men together because there are men out here that know what they want. But it's like half the time I feel like y'all don't know what y'all want. And then it reflects because that's why, Sierra, if you ask me. But I'm going to let them answer.
Go ahead.
To answer Sierra's question, I'm just trying to break it down for you, like, maybe as simple as possible. So, you said, like, why don't we just communicate and tell you what it is straight up? Well, first things first, like, I'm pretty sure y'all don't want to hear what it is straight up, whatever the truth is. Like, let me just spill for, like, 5-6 minutes. So, imagine if, like,
please not. Five, six minutes
is crazy. I'm so
like an old man. Like, let me tell you something.
Nah, for real though, but it's just like, imagine if a dude just came up to you, just like, yeah, I mean, you cool and all, you beautiful, but honestly, I'm really just trying to fuck. Don't really text me like that. Just answer your phone when I'm trying. Yeah, you're gonna be like, nigga, get the fuck out of here.
There's a respectful way to say
okay,
that.
But
okay.
Again, if a girl just
says,
nigga, get the fuck, then so be it. She say that. Well, some girls may be like, okay, that's what I want too. But if a girl say, nigga, get the fuck, so be it. You'd rather. Like, instead of her just saying, nigga, get the fuck, you would rather leave her on and doing stuff and getting her feelings involved
so
and then telling her,
when you were going to school, you was telling your mom and then you was going to school every fucking day.
I was all day, every day.
I'm not about to say
what
and
the
tell
fuck?
You like,
but why?
I'm gonna just tell you what you want.
I ain't gonna lie.
Why you gotta lie about you?
Because if I tell you the truth, I'm not gonna give the fuck I want.
So,
what was you about to say?
Who the fuck wants to do that?
You got a point though. You know what I'm saying? So like,
wow.
I'm gonna kind of bring it back to the point of like, I know we got off this topic. But I'm gonna bring it back to like James St. Patrick. The nigga literally got what he wanted because he paid
you.
I don't, but it's just like his ideologies make so much sense. But Sierra, to go back and answer your question, like, that's the reason why people don't just come out and just say, like, oh yeah, I'm gonna do X, Y, and Z. Can there be a better approach to it? Of course.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's all about how you word something. But still, like, even at that, like, I feel as if with women, like, if it doesn't align with, like, your path, you're just going to shut it down regardless.
I'm going to
talk about that. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't trying to be a whore.
And then, on top of that, you say, like, all right, so guys, like, why do you do X, Y, and Z? Why do you do X, Y, and Z? Like, it goes back to our previous combo, like, I'm trying to treat you with respect. I'm not just going to treat you like a leg. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to buy you fucking roses and shit.
I'm not going to lie. I would rather a man who only wants that to treat me like a leg.
That is the first time I've ever heard that.
Y'all know how when y'all get not mad, but y'all be like, all niggas is not the same. I feel the same way about women. Some women could take the truth. And some women be on the same time. Some women may not give you like the, like some people may be like, what the fuck, you just want to fuck? And boom, but you got to take that and fuck it, okay, whatever. But I just do think you need to tell what you want.
Hey, look, I ain't going to lie. I got a lot of female friends and shit. That's just, it should be friends.
No, facts.
Friends. And I learned that type of shit from them. Like, I don't be lying as much. Like, I'm lying.
That'd be them, though.
You really don't have to lie.
Like, you don't gotta lie. Like, you really could be on something like that. I ain't gonna hold you. Like, I'm just trying to. Yeah, I'm trying. Yeah.
It goes to.
And sometimes
it goes a long way.
But you could, like I said earlier, you could tell certain girls.
Which girls
is
gonna
be. Like, some girls, you could just. Oh, man, I can't go with her and tell her. Like, well, I'm just trying to go.
You
go
wild and shit.
Not even that wild, but it's that shit over with.
No.
Because she know what she worth. Some girls be knowing like they little
high up on the.
They know what they is, you know what I'm saying? And you gotta know what they is when you see them, cause some girl, every girl ain't like, I ain't gonna lie, I be on shit, but every girl I can't be on shit with.
So you basically know who you can and can't.
I know who I can and
can't. Who you can and can't
trust. But at the same time, it be wrong. Yeah, cause there be some jokes that I will get the like,
It was something.
Man, I couldn't do this shit with you, bitch. I couldn't do this.
So I mean, what? I feel like that's what we've learned from.
Yeah, I feel like you got to know the person.
It was a guy, obviously. I was telling him to read the room because he was asking me like, how do I just tell a woman that I just want to fuck? No, you gotta read the room. For me personally, if that's what you want to do, I want to be told the truth, for real. So, like, but I'm not any bitch that you can just come out and be disrespectful with. Like, if you just want to fuck, you don't know. Like, I might be on that type of time, too. Like, if I feel like, you know, I just want to get along.
I'm just trying to
say, but
no, no, no.
It's about the time, but it's the way you approach it.
And I was like, if you want to say that, say it in a slatter or compliment or some shit. Like, be smooth with it. But niggas should just be like, are you down to fuck or can I fuck? It's just,
y'all
it's
say y'all definitely on swerve days.
Yeah, you can say that to some females.
It's always the way you say it. I'm telling you, just like y'all are horny, women are horny. Just like y'all are single, we are single. Like,
it's always that time. By the way you say it, but how you carry it, like we were saying too, like, how you carry it and shit, like, you can't be lovey-dovey with a girl and just be saying, as a man, I know this, like, you can't be lovey-dovey with a girl and think, like, oh, I'm about to fuck, she ain't about to be asking
what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying, why do
that's
that?
That's what I do know. Like, I ain't, seriously, I don't, if you think you my girl, you are fucking crazy. Because I don't even
get that. I think the wine is getting to niggas.
He was lit. He was not lit. He was serious.
We're basically saying like you like
it's like real raw like combo, you know what I'm saying?
Nah,
like,
just,
you really keep it in a stack. Like, that's really how it should be. Like, I don't care if you say
that's
what I'm
doing.
That's what I'm gonna say. I think the wine got to y'all because you wasn't even trying to talk about this.
I don't even care. Oh man, it's not about that
guy.
So
she don't even stop.
Okay, so after y'all had y'all wine and y'all talk, how do y'all feel about the wine? Is it any better than the first taste?
Yeah,
it makes you feel good.
I'm drunk by
now. Yeah,
they got another cup.
I've been drunk since.
I probably had I finished my first cup, but I didn't pour up again. I feel as if that's because the Dark Horse is really
Patrick, y'all. What you gonna rate the Dark Horse? What would you rate it?
What I rate the Dark Horse? All right, so
out of ten,
it's not the best tasting wine, so I'm gonna probably give it like a cool 7.7 out of 10. I think that's kind of accurate.
7.7. I only like sweet wine.
Stand
for
this is my residence.
This shit right, like, brother like sister.
This shit right is cool. I'm gonna give it because I don't like this dry type of shit.
Wait, I think that's the second one though, right?
Yeah.
The Dark Horse, it still was like this type of dry. Like, it ain't Moscato, motherfucking sweet red or something.
Dark Horse.
It's like a fat.
Yeah, I only like the Dark Horse. I give it the same as Shindu, a 7. The Kendall Jackson, it was just, if I'm drinking a Chardonnay, I want it to be smooth, and it just wasn't smooth at all, and it was too tart.
What's crazy, he was in the league. You don't know that? He was definitely in the league.
He's lying, bro. You can't take him serious.
He was in the league.
Kendall Jackson, the black man, nigga, is dry.
You want
the smooth one? It's
lazy. I'm going to give Dark Horse a 6. Dark Horse a 7. Can do like a 3. I'm with that man at Kendall.
I'm really the oddball because, like, I drank a whole couple of the Dark Horse and it was good. But the Kendall, it's a little more, you guys said it's crisp, but it's a little more fresh. Yeah, is the word for me. Like, that.
I would agree with you. If I gave Dark Horse a 7.7, I'd give Kendall Jackson maybe like an 8 on the dot.
Oh.
Sorry,
okay.
Like,
this one's better than the
because you got a black man's name.
Nah, it's just really like this, really the type of wine that this is. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I can give.
This tastes like a Chardonnay to me.
Mm.
Oh, all
right, I got a question. One last question.
Y'all coming back?
Yeah,
y'all coming back?
I'll come back in 2 months.
Come back.
So I'll come back in 2 months because I'm gonna be a different beat. So y'all gotta see a different side.
I love it because y'all like completely opposite. So I really,
I think we did good.
Y'all were the complete opposites.
Let's make a cheers.
Yeah, cheers. Come on, check, pour something in your cup.
Thank you for coming. If you're listening, please follow us at Pass the Wine Please on Instagram.
Pass the Wine Please, PLS.
Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, all that. Good night.
Cheers. Come on, Shane. You can follow the gang.
Shout out to the government.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for watching.